What do you call the rocky side of a mountain where it drops off sharply at the top, say?
Well, that would be the steep side of your mountain.
Okay, what do you call the abrupt drop-off?
A cliff, I guess. Be back down there.
If there's up in the mountains now, if there's a road that goes across, say, between two mountains or in a bunch of hills in a low place, what would you call that?
Well, the valley down between the mountains.
Well, say it wasn't all the way down. It was kind of up the hills, but it was the lowest place to go through, and they'd build a road through it.
Well, that would be the valley between the mountains. Okay, mm-hmm. I know.
Okay. What's the place where boats pull up in a harbor and they unload freight?
Oh, that's docks.
What's the place in the mountains again where water falls from a long distance? What do you call that?
It's a waterfall. They have quite a few beautiful ones too. They have some in their native state, Carolina too. Beautiful waterfall.
Uh-huh.
Up in North Carolina.
Oh yeah.
Beautiful waterfall.
You know, the only place I haven't, we've been up in northeast, I'm pointing the wrong way, I guess, we've been up in northeast Georgia, but never up in the northwest. Is it very nice up there?
Well, most of it, well, it's about the same, northeast, northwest. Right. I mean, as far as rivers, I mean, creeks and falls, it's about the same.
Excuse me.
You see, that's the Blue Ridge chain that runs across there from Virginia,
yeah.
Georgia. Carolina, Tennessee. It goes on in into even into Washington.
Yeah.
You know the Blue Ridge Parkway's on top of that.
Yeah.
Skyline.
That's a pretty drive.
Yeah.
I guess they end down there in Alabama somewhere, don't they?
I don't know where that thing is.
Seems to me I remember looking at the map one time.
It might.
Kind of peter out down there. Yeah.
Well, it begins up in Carolina, in Georgia, Carolina. You know.
Yeah. What do you call them? This is on roads now.
Mm-hmm.
Some different kinds of roads. What do you call a white, hard, paved road that looks like a city sidewalk? Say they're strips
that's
between.
That's a surface road. That's a cement surface road.
Uh-huh. Okay. What would you call a road that wasn't white like the one you just?
Well, that's your blacktop.
And it's covered
asphalt
with tar.
Road.
What if it's covered with tar and it's got a lot of rock showing through it?
Well, that's just still your asphalt.
Mm-hmm. What would you call a road that was made out of small rocks, say?
Well, that's your gravel roads. I've seen those gravel roads, nothing but gravel on them.
And
they just run over and pack them down into the ground.
Yeah, they do.
So
looks like they kind of rut out after a while, though.
They will.
You were talking about the roads in DeKalb County a while ago. What do you call those kind of roads, the ones they used to have so many of?
Oh, those were just dirt roads. That's all they were. They only thing they had on to hold them together was they'd get the soil, the topsoil off of the surrounding areas and build the roads, and they put the topsoil on top of them to hold it.
Is that right?
Otherwise, you'd get stuck when you went through there with it, because the Georgia clay is so slick.
Yeah.
You'd be getting stuck, and quite a few people did get stuck anyway.
So they couldn't just grade them, they had to...
Oh no, they had to take them. The people where they were grading the roads through would usually donate the topsoil off of so many acres of their soil.
Right?
And yeah, they still do that down through in Gwinnett County someplace.
Wow, that would really mess up some land.
Yeah, but it will come back over a period of time when vegetation, grass, and stuff like that starts growing, then it dies and it builds the soil back up, you know. It takes some time, a period of time.